Carmen grew up in a two-parent home. It was customary for her father, Bruce, to work all day, come home, get drunk, and go into a rage. Carmen's mom, April, spent much of her time in her room disengaged from Carmen and her two siblings. April drank too much, but she wasn't as bad as Bruce. When April and Bruce would argue, Carmen and her siblings would tune them out by blasting the TV. Carmen spent a lot of time with her friends to avoid being at home. With her friends' family, she found that it wasn't the norm for parents to be drunk, argue all the time, or be emotionally neglectful. As Carmen grew older, she learned to rely on her extended family for support. When she needed a ride to hang out with friends, she'd call her grandmother. She couldn't risk her parents picking her up while drunk. When she needed clothes for school, she called her aunt, who gladly took her shopping. What Carmen didn't have was someone to talk to about her home life. Her friends didn't have these issues with their parents. And her extended family danced around her parents' issues by trying to pick up the slack. Carmen was lonely and embarrassed. For many years, she thought she was the problem because no one else seemed concerned about her parents' actions. Her siblings accommodated their parents' behavior, and the rest of the family said things like, "That's just who your parents are. You have to love them anyway." She loved her parents, but she was tormented by how they behaved. Their issues even continued into her adulthood. Most of the time, Carmen just sucked it up. And when she did put her foot down, her family guilt-tripped her, accusing her of acting funny and being mean. She wanted someone to see the issues, validate her experiences, and let her know that it was okay to want something different from her family. What does it mean to have a dysfunctional family? For Carmen, it meant having parents who were addicts, emotionally neglectful, and at times, verbally abusive. A dysfunctional family is one where abuse, chaos, and neglect are accepted norms. In dysfunctional families, unhealthy behaviors are overlooked, swept under the rug, or catered to. As in Carmen's case, it's hard to ascertain dysfunction until you're exposed to other healthier situations. And even when exposed to better relationships, it can still be hard to break away from dysfunctional patterns. If you grew up in a dysfunctional family, you probably thought this was normal. Forgiving and forgetting with no change in behavior. Moving on as if nothing happened. Covering up problems for others. Denying that a problem exists. Keeping secrets that need to be shared. Pretending to be fine. Not expressing your emotions. Being around harmful people, using aggression to get what you want. When people tell you there's a problem, believe them. Far too often, people become defensive and resistant to change instead of acknowledging the problem and working towards a resolution. In Carmen's case, whenever she tried to talk to her parents about some of their unhealthy behaviors, they became defensive or blamed her for wanting something different. No one within the family was willing to hear her concerns, likely because they weren't ready to work on the issues. Carmen wasn't alone, yet no one was willing to stand with her. Her experience was the same as everyone else's, but she was the one who was brave enough to point out that there was a problem. She wanted to learn how to confront the issues that everyone seemed to easily accommodate or ignore.